Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's a good day, even if we're miles away. It's a good day, you're all I need anyway. It's a good day, and through it all.
7 minutes after the hour. Stories of the day on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, all here to overview what's going on. Meredith just said to me, what's going on today? I said, well, you know, a lot of this and some of that. And she perceived my answer to be sort of negative. And under the circumstances, is that a good reason to get up? Or if there are so many bad things going on in the world, so we just put the pillow over our head and go back to sleep? Again, I don't know. It's sort of a typical day. I try to find the good angles even to things that are a little rough. For example, the folks at Havid have unveiled a plaque which honors the slaves that served the presidents of the university over the years. The slaves of President Benjamin Wadsworth, who was the first president of Havid. This plaque honors Titus and Venus, who were his slaves. The plaque also honors Jubba and Bilha, the slaves of the next president of Harvard, Edward Holyoke. They say at the school it is a bid to acknowledge their participation, admitting that presidents and the school supported slavery before the Civil War. The plaque was unveiled yesterday. And so I'm trying to figure what possible good comes from this. Those who have forgotten that Harvard is not what everybody thinks it is, thank you very much. And then, I mean, is it bold? Usually Harvard doesn't do much of anything unless it feels it's going to benefit from it. So, Victoria, what's the benefit here for Harvard? Do they feel, okay, well, we've come clean. We've shed the ties, the bonds
right.
that would hold us down. And so under the circumstances, does that mean we're the good guys? And they have an endowment in the billions, as a matter of fact, tens of
right.
billions of dollars that people have given to keep Harvard afloat. And I say that lovingly and advisedly. But
I don't really know. I mean, I guess, yes, acknowledging that Harvard is not untouchable and mm-hmm. that it was just because it's in Boston, it was not always progressive. And I get that. But I agree with you. This must be beneficial to them in some PR situation. I'm wondering if this is a result of the Princeton debates that have been going on about removing Woodrow Wilson's name from one of their buildings because he was a segregationist.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big protest on campus. They've decided to keep his name, but they acknowledged, yes, you know, not everyone was always progressive. And I don't know. It's do you start taking people's names off of things? That seems to be happening a lot. When the Confederate flag issue was happening down in the southern states, there were a lot of statues of people being removed
yep.
from places like New Orleans. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, that's I don't have an answer on that. It's an interesting debate.
New Orleans is different, especially now since the hurricane and how it's been rebuilt and who's living there and how the city has boomed economically. You could argue that hurricane was the best thing that's happened to New Orleans pretty much since its inception in terms of what's come about after the tragedy that was the hurricane. I mean,
in terms of tourism, yes. And New Orleans is one of my favorite places to vacation. However, you know, the Ninth Ward is still practically the same that it was when the storm hit. So there are not everyone, I think, would agree that the storm was the best thing that, you know, could have happened.
Well, I think
it certainly benefited
perception.
The French Quarter. Yes.
Right. And
yeah.
many other economic
but that's like saying it's
it.
something like that's like saying Hurricane Sandy benefited Times Square when the rest of of, you know, all of Rockaway, you know, couldn't rebuild the 85 houses that burned down and everything. So I don't know. Yes, it was good in one instance, but I don't know that that money is trickling down to the people who still really need it. I mean, people were displaced and went to Houston and other places and never went back to their homes in New Orleans.
I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. That's a good place to go if you don't want to worry about what happened in Hurricane Sandy, right?
Staten Island?
Staten Island got really wiped out, didn't it? I don't know that Staten Island has ever been a choice place to live.
Yeah, I hate to be anti-Staten Island, but that's kind of the last place I'd ever want to move to.
Well, they moved all the garbage from September 11th, all got put on barges and brought over there and buried.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's...
That is, generous. Yes, I did hear that.
Partially. But it's partially true. By the way, speaking of schools and post-secondary news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, have you heard the story about the phony New Jersey college that was set up to sting illegal immigrants?
This is amazing to me.
I'm trying to understand how it benefited. So we caught the government caught 21 perps over how many years and spending how many millions of dollars to get these people. This is another example in my mind of completely distorting the value of our work here as taxpayers. Who comes up with these harebrained ideas?
Homeland
Security.
You want
to explain it a little bit? You can explain it if you want to.
I'm still a little bit baffled why this was even something. So it was created by Homeland Security to catch recruiters who would then get clients from other countries enrolled. They would obviously pay a hefty fee so they could get into the U.S. with a college visa. Now, are these actual students who wanted to study and needed a visa?
Apparently,
or are these like terrorists?
They were told, no, they aren't terrorists, but they're illegals. But they were told right up front once they got involved that there really was no school. That this was a front. They were told that they wouldn't get any educational benefits, but they would get into the country. And that's really...
So they basically got an illegal sponsorship for a green card.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, the way to get in here. It's like getting married to an American. Same sort
so then,
of thing.
So if these were desperate people to come into the country, in a sense, and they had money, why is Homeland Security targeting them?
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. You get the gold star.
I'm confused.
Well, I'm confused why they would spend the kind of money they did to have such limited results. If you're going to spend money for something like this, let's do it and grab as many people as you can. But 21 people after all this money and all this time? No, I don't think so. It makes sense to me. Yeah. It needs a review, another review, something else that needs a review. 13 past the hour here on Good Day.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Where do great ideas come from? We took a chance on a song to find out.
You may have heard of or even remember the band ABBA and their hit song Take a Chance on Me. Bjorn Ulvaeus explained its origin.
He was jogging. The rhythm of his steps just kept screaming these words to him. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, 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 take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, chance, chance.
Oh boy. He turned his time away into a song. You just never know where a great idea is going to come from. Isn't it funny how many times it'll happen in a place that you'd least expect, like in the shower?
Or on a jog. You may just find your big idea step by step, and there's a chance it will take you to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How much do you hate exercise? Well, finally, there's a reason to love it. But of course, check with your physician before you start. Here's the science of it. Let's take a lesson from lab rats that exercise. It seems that these rodents not only have stronger muscles, but exhibit several really great side effects. Get this. 4 weeks of exercise and the well-toned rat had 20% more blood vessels in their brain. So a little exercise a day yields toned muscles, a better memory, less fatigue, and a better mood. Also, get this. The rats seemed happier. They weren't even as aggressive. What's the cheap psychological trick? A little exercise, about 4 weeks worth, could make you happier in your rat race world. You could go far with big muscles, big brain, and a better attitude. Would love to hear from you, really. Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Victoria and I focused on a couple of things having to do with the cars of your future. I don't know whether you have thought about a Tesla or not. Most people who've looked at the Tesla have been fascinated by the technology, batteries. It doesn't have any gasoline. It's well constructed. It is a thank you. It's a Meredith just showed me the picture of Charlotte we have with the Facebook page. And I'll, it's a distraction. Excuse me.
Aww.
I did ask for it. She said, oh. I asked for it. Yes, I did. That's
How
true.
Old was Charlotte?
Charlotte was almost 15.
Oh, wow. Yep. Charlotte is a cutie on the Facebook page. Definitely go check him out. Yeah. Check her out.
Yep. That was that was actually a picture that was taken of us in, I don't know. We went to somebody wanted some extra stuff done that we were using for promotional pictures. So she and I went to a photographer studio on Santa Monica Boulevard, and she walked in, and the photographer wanted nothing to do with me. All he wanted to do was take pictures of Charlotte. And so that was that at least we got one of the two of us together before she did the parade. But at any rate, there'll be some comments, I'm sure. All right.
Well, the good ones never leave us.
No.
Ever.
No.
And you actually saw her last week.
I did.
Which
I
is,
saw her in my house.
Yep. At some point, I have my little Chihuahua Cooper Gonzalez will be 13 in a week. And at some point, I would kill for that experience to be able to just see him again at some point.
Yeah. 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 All right. So where were we?
Tesla. How's that for a segue?
Meredith brought the picture. She said, I asked for it, and I did, actually. I was wondering, and I asked the two of you if it had been posted, because I hadn't had a chance to go look there yet. But for those who are trying to figure, maybe new listeners to the program, Charlotte was probably... in many respects, the most important part of my life, in many ways, for, in and out, 15 years, my son found her in Burbank, and she was the runt of a litter. So he had said to me that he wanted to get a bulldog, and I said, Brendan, why in the world do you want to get a bulldog? They're stupid, they're fat, they're lazy.
No, they're all the opposite.
Exactly. That's what I found out over the first few years as I got to know her and to love her. And then eventually she became mine. Brendan gave her to me. She was into every part of my life. And so
they're so loyal, too. I have one of my best friends has two bulldogs that she rescued, Clementine and Linus. And they are the sweetest, cutest, very smart, very stubborn, very playful and just intensely loyal.
She
and,
was just
they're just
there.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dogs.
She was there for me at every turn. Yep. Every single turn. So anyway, we mark her passing today. 20 after the hour.